Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. I got a text! Okay, so today I'm not completely talking about Love Island. I am talking about Love Island Beyond Villa, but not entirely. I'm just gonna talk about a topic that I think is important to discuss. And that is the boundaries that you have when you have a friend that is also friends with your ex, all that. So there has been a discussion about with Love Island Beyond the Villa when it comes to our, I love her, Amaya. And how she has a boundary, which is she does not like her friends being friends with her ex. She's not friends with people who are friends with her ex. And in my opinion, I think that's a valid boundary. That's a valid thing to say. People can disagree with me. That's fine. But here's the thing. I'm no longer friends with this person, but I had a friend who is, I would say, like a mutual, like he was friends with both me and my ex, and then me and my ex were together, so we had a mutual friend in common. And what I would say is why I commend Amaya for this, and I'm like, it's good for the boundaries and stuff like that. When it came to Bella, and her, again, I like Bella, by the way. Her being, which is something that happened with me and that mutual friend, would be like, oh, he's not that bad, or, oh, he's talking about you, and he said this, that, and the other, how you been, da da da, trying to somehow be connected or friends or somehow try to get back in my life one way or the other. And in my standpoint, I don't want anything to do with you. You're my ex. I'm not friends with exes. I don't want you in my life. I don't care what you're doing. If you're doing good, great. If you're doing not good, I don't care. You're my ex. I don't want you in my life. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care. Oh, you're dating da da da. I don't care. Why are you talking about me? And then now I know that you're talking about me or thinking about me because of this mutual friend. Which is why, again, like I said before, I agree with Amaya when she states that if I'm friends with you, I don't want you. I'm not friends with people that are friends with my ex. Because at some point, they bring up your ex. Either if it's, I have your back. They were talking smack. Sorry for my swearing. Shit about you, and I wanted to let you know. Thank you for letting me know. But I'm not going to talk to that person and be like, why were you talking trash or lying about me or saying things that are not true for you to, as people nowadays, I think, say, like, Gen X, save face, right? Again, I'm a millennial. I don't care. Like, I don't care. You're dating someone else? Cool. Like, I don't know what, like, this is what I mean, like, which is why I agree with Amaya. I don't care. Like, I don't care what you're doing. I don't know why you're relaying information of what he's doing to me. Like, I care. I've never brought up, for example, information with that. We're not friends anymore, but with that mutual friend. Oh, but him. So, which I feel like a lot of times is what happens when you have a mutual friend with your ex. They are in both sides, and if you say something about them, they tell the other person and vice versa. So you guys know all of it, and it, and depending on who the person is, that might cause drama. And plus, I don't care if, and then you know stuff that you don't want to know, and they actually tell you details about stuff that you're like, ah, now I know. So I was right about this. So like, that's why, for me in general, I'm friends with one person, and if I come in and my friend's dating someone, I'm only friends with them. I'm not friends with their boyfriend or whoever they're dating. I'm just friends with my friend, and then I leave with my friend when she exits the relationship. The like, oh, you're dating someone in the friend group, or you're dating someone by and you met them by a friend, so they're friends, so you have a mutual friend, isn't the greatest either, because stuff like this happens and it's annoying, and then you're like catching up with the person, you're not even talking about that person, you're just saying, oh, I've done this, that, and the other, and they're like, oh, well, the other day blah 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 was talking about this and lying about blah blah blah, and he was saying you're this, that, and the other when this said, and that you did this, that, when it's not true, and now you have to defend yourself, or that mutual friend has to defend you. Like, no. So again, this is a short thing about boundaries and respect when it comes to if you have a mutual friend with your ex. And that's where I'm like, I agree with Amaya. And that's the little thing I wanted to talk about, because a lot of people were saying Amaya was in the wrong. Why is Amaya? I'm just talking about this specific topic. I'm not talking about the whole everything else. And how they think Amaya was being mean to Bella, because, but okay, we'll talk about Jeremiah. I never liked Jeremiah, period. I'm just saying that in general. I never liked Jeremiah. And I think that the difference between Jeremiah and Bella, what I saw in that aspect, is Bella kept saying, Brian's nice, da da da. I don't care if he changed. I don't care if he's nice. I don't care. I'm just saying, as an example, I don't care. Like, if you don't want to be friends with your ex and you don't want your ex in your life, you don't care. They changed. I don't care. Bye. And I believe that's why Amaya was like so like standoff or did not want to be friends with her. Where with Jeremiah, he didn't and wasn't like, oh, da da da, Brian did, which I feel like is the difference. If you are mutual friends of both parties and you want to stay and you knew them separately, and then when they were together, when they split up, you still are friends with them both separately, I think the better option is leave everything separate. If one party was like, oh, how is da 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 da, then leave it with da da da, right, with that person. Do not bring it back. Do not try to be the mediator when either party didn't ask to be, for you to be the mediator. Do not bring stuff back. Do not, like, the only way that, oh, he said this about you, I was just trying to have your back, fine. But do not be like trying to like, oh, let's have a group hang. I don't want to hang out with my ex. Like, for example, like that has actually happened to me. I've had like situations, like I said, which is why I'm not friends with exes. Okay, and why I'm not going to be, I don't have mutual friends with my ex anywhere, because there was a lot of boundaries crossed. I've been told told, well, if we're having group hang, I'm inviting both of you. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with my ex. And I was told to get over it. Just deal with it. Like, I want to hang out. And I'm like, no, like, I don't want to. Thank you for the invite, but I will pass. And again, those wishes weren't respected. And I'm like, you have to understand, not everybody wants to hang out with their ex. Not everybody wants to be friends with their ex. You have to, and I feel like a lot of people are like, whoa, I'm friends with both of you. Okay, you're friend, or you are able to be friends with both of us, but you don't have to be like a, oh, you have to grow up to, you have to deal with hanging out with your ex. I'm like, I don't have to. I politely said I don't want to. And that doesn't mean I'm still have feelings for that person. That's my boundary, right? Exactly. And also to the point that, do I think he's completely over me? No, I don't. As well. So, like, there are boundaries when it comes to, like, not being friends with your ex, not wanting to associate yourself with, and that people have to respect. And you not wanting to be friends with your ex, hang out with your ex, people need to respect that. People need to respect that you have a boundary. Either if you're, like, single and you have that boundary, like, I don't want to be around my ex, or you're in a relationship and you have that boundary, I don't want to be friends with my ex. People have to respect that, even if they're friends with both of you. That's all I have to say, and that is what it is. And I think a lot of people, and what I've, for me personally, what I've seen, I'm not saying this as a big general, like, every guys do that, but, like, for me, this was, like, guy situation, that it's like, they were friends with, I was either friends with him before the relationship, or I became friends with them during dating my ex, and they're like, oh, they broke up, I still want to be friends with her because she's cool and everything. But again, I said no, or I'll think about it. And a no is a no. I feel like a lot, what I've dealt with in my past and present with men specifically, I kindly have said no. That's, you're crossing a boundary. I'm making a boundary, and my boundary has been getting not listened to multiple times, and they're trying to see if I can change my boundaries, and sometimes I have. Sometimes I've stand on business and have not been called names after that from dudes, no matter what race, to be honest. Black dudes have done it to me majority of the time. White dudes, it doesn't matter. All dudes in general. And I'm like, oh, so you're unhappy because I put a boundary, a respectful boundary that I said politely, and you are not listening to it. So that's why, for me personally, with the Amaya saying no, I don't want to be friends with my ex, I don't want to hang out with my ex, I don't want to be friends with my ex, I don't want to hang out, I don't want to be friends with people that are friends with my ex, I believe that is a respectful boundary to have. I don't think people should be like, why am I being like this? Like, I respect her boundary completely. And that's all I had to talk to you guys today about. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.